Hi, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this video is on how to withstand kratom withdrawal. And I'm also going to be sharing some smart kratom usage strategies. So I gotta say, in my past videos on kratom, I've gotten more hate for my honest criticism of kratom on this channel than I have for anything else. And in this video, I've also got a bit of some honest criticisms, but I'm also going to be sharing some biohacks and some different strategies for really optimizing the pharmacological herbal bang for your buck that you get from your kratom, because it is an opioid. It is something that you build up tolerance to over time. So if you are a passionate kratom user, do watch this video in full, because I'm going to be sharing some cool ways that you might not have heard of before. I'm going to be sharing some stuff that I haven't seen discussed elsewhere in the kratom community for optimizing and maximizing the performance enhancement bang for your buck that you get from kratom. Kratom is a rare herbal performance-enhancing biohack with a number of attractive attributes. The white strains have productivity-promoting, motivational, and antidepressant effects. The green and red strains have a soothing anxiolytic effect that imbues some much-needed tranquility. It provides pain relief to the suffering. It helps opioid addicts taper off truly self-destructive drugs like painkillers. Other upsides of kratom include its pleasant taste and aesthetics, along with that, for the most part, for the time being at least, kratom is legal and it's highly accessible, along with being very affordable. Virtually everyone who needs or wants kratom can afford it. But there is a significant downside of kratom. Kratom is an addictive opioid. It is habit-forming after just several weeks of usage. You will develop a tolerance to kratom rapidly compared with, say, paracetam. As your tolerance increases, you will no longer get those beneficial performance-enhancing or anxiolytic effects that you used to from a dosage that was relatively low. And you'll need to take a increasingly high or frequent dosage of kratom just to maintain. In this video, I'm going to be discussing two pharmacological solutions for addressing kratom addiction or high tolerance, which are the drugs Selenk and memantine. And yes, these are that Cyrillic that you're seeing. These are from Russia. But don't worry, I'm definitely not a KGB agent. However, I'll make an important point. I'm not sure if I would recommend these drugs to just any casual kratom user. There's actually a lot of other options out there for addressing kratom addiction or withdrawal. So I'm also going to be discussing those and some other strategies for cycling to ensure that you have a smart, strategic usage of kratom as opposed to a self-destructive, impulsive usage of it. About the kratom withdrawals themselves. Kratom users describe the withdrawals as uncomfortable but not excruciating, typically for 2 to 5 days, but sometimes lasting as long as a month. And withdrawal symptoms can include things like irritability, restlessness, anxiety, cough, depression, etc., along with disruption of sleep cycles, sleep apnea, insomnia, along with difficulty breathing and pulmonary problems, which you really want to avoid. Those sound really nasty. The majority of the anecdotal cases that I saw of really unpleasant withdrawal were from people that were using in between 15 to 30 grams daily, which is a pretty extreme dosage. And people should not be surprised when there are consequences for that kind of excess. Let's discuss tapering. So tapering is really an important thing for any smart kratom user to do every couple of months. So inevitably, your kratom dosage is going to kind of creep up over time. And what you're going to want to do is every couple of months, and you could even schedule this, be meticulous about it, is do a 7 to 10 day taper. So every day you're going to decrease your dosage by about a quarter gram, by about 250 milligrams, or a half gram, just depending upon where you're at. If you've gotten a little bit crazy and your dosage is really up there, you might want to decrease it by a half gram every single dose that you're taking, if you're taking it multiple times throughout the day. But the idea here is just incremental decrease. And if you're like the vast majority of kratom users that have discussed their experiences with this, you are not going to get withdrawals from the actual taper itself. So I think this is a much more pleasant option, a less tortuous option than doing a cold turkey, going off of it. Everybody who reports that, it seems really pretty unpleasant. I'm not sure why you would want to do that when you can just taper. And what you'll do is tapering will, in a lot of cases, it'll actually make you feel better. And if you do it incrementally, the effects that you've come to expect and enjoy from kratom, you're going to get those effects almost to the same extent that you did previously at your high dosage. And at a minimum, tapering is going to lower your maintenance dose. Let's talk about cycling. So I use kratom myself for about 6 months. And while I didn't find it as performance enhancing as nootropics or smart drugs, I did like kratom quite a bit. However, I did not, nor would I recommend that anyone use kratom every day. I would use kratom anywhere from about probably 3 to 5 times a week, and I would cycle it with other nootropics. And the effects that kratom offers, which are, you know, first it has kind of like these performance enhancing effects where it improves your mood, it improves your motivation. Some people say that it helps with their creativity and their focus. There's those kind of effects. And then there is the anxiolytic effects where it kind of soothes you down, helps you relax. It can address some chronic anxiety that you may be dealing with. And then there's kind of the medicinal effects of kratom, where it helps people with things like chronic pain. And actually, if you do a little bit of research into nootropics or into herbs, you'll find that there's a number of other herbs. A lot of them are natural nutraceutical things. And then there's also some nootropics or smart drugs. And a lot of these things do pretty much the exact same thing that the kratom does. So I'm going to show you some of these. Now, if you're looking for something that's going to have like that nice antidepressant or that motivational effect that kratom has, then I'd recommend that you consider something like this. And you probably don't read Cyrillic. This is Rhodiola rosea. And this is a really great herb that really consistently has a mood promoting and energizing effect. I'll take some of it now, actually, so you can see. And this is a tincture form of it, but there's a bunch of different ways that you can take rhodiola. I also have the normal capsuled version here. And if you're going off of caffeine, if you're going off of coffee, rhodiola can a lot of times be a substitute for kind of that buzz that coffee gives you. So it's a really good option to alternate with your kratom usage. And it's very safe and very affordable. You can find it in virtually any drugstore or pharmacy. But I do have some recommendations for selecting the best rhodiola. And I'll have some links to my other video where I go into that. Okay, if you like the athletic and the kind of like that, the physical endurance effects that kratom is well known for. I know there's a lot of you gym bros that really, really love your kratom. And what you'd want to look at is this stuff, which is Eleuthero or Siberian ginseng. And I wouldn't really call this one a classical quintessential nootropic. It doesn't have a whole lot of effects on your state of mind, at least not in the short term, but it is a performance enhancer, and it was actually studied really extensively behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union, and they would give it to like their Olympic athletes or to their soldiers that had to go and fight in the forlorn hills of Afghanistan. So it really is quite effective. Siberian ginseng is approximately one-third of ADAPT 232, or as I like to call it, the Soviet formula, which is the adaptogenic-rich formula that the Soviet regime developed for its extreme athletes, soldiers fighting in Afghanistan, supersonic aviators, and cosmonaut program that you can't buy. That's right. Google it. It's not for sale anywhere. I've been researching this formula for some time, identifying the correct herbal derivative components of it, and I'm going to be selling it sometime soon, maybe now, depending upon when you're watching this video. So I encourage you to check out the links below this video for the Soviet formula. Okay, regarding the anxiolytic effects, which is kind of like the relaxation promoting effects, there's a lot of nootropics that will do that as well. There's a lot of herbs that will do something like that. I'll show you, for example, this is a Panax ginseng tincture. And Panax ginseng will, for a lot of people, have an anxiety relieving effect. And then there's some other options for stress and anxiety, which are things like ashwagandha is that's a really good option if you need a herbal solution for your anxiety and you want to use something other than kratom, which you definitely should. And then finally, if you're using kratom for medicinal purposes, which is like pain relief, one of the best herbal solutions for that is actually turmeric, which is that yellow Indian spice that I really love the taste on. I put it on practically half the stuff that I eat, and that is really demonstrated to help with those things. And so if you are using kratom with these other things, the kratom is not going to, none of these other nootropics are opioids. And so they're not going to be competing with and desensitizing the brain receptors that the Kratom is working on, right? And so if you can minimize that Kratom usage, get it down to in between like 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 maximum times a week, you're going to be really pleasantly surprised that your tolerance stays pretty flat. And that's certainly what my experience was over the 6 months or so that I was using it. I don't think I ever got into the dosage range above like 5 to 6 grams. And then when I finally did run out of Kratom, I had no withdrawal symptoms whatsoever. I had no burning desire to get my hands on some more of the green stuff. Although I will note that I do not have an addictive personality. And if you do know that you have an addictive personality, then you're going to want to be doubly careful and vigilant of your Kratom dosage. Luckily, these nootropics, the things that I've discussed here, there are virtually no cases of people developing addictions to them or impulsively using them. I've really researched them thoroughly and looked at many thousands of, or at least many hundreds of anecdotal reports of people talking about using herbal performance enhancers. And I can really come up with no examples of times when people started reporting the types of addictive, impulsive behaviors that you see people reporting really frequently about Kratom. Now, let's discuss these two Russian drugs that I think anyone who is really struggling with Kratom addiction or tolerance should consider. First of all is memantine. And memantine is a NMDA antagonist. It's pharmacologically, it's a quite unique drug. If you're kind of like a pharma geek like me, you may want to check out my podcast that I did specifically on memantine, because I get into its peculiarities a bit in there. But memantine is quite well known in the Kratom community as an effective way of lowering tolerance. Unfortunately, there are no human studies, trials, or research papers done specifically on memantine and Kratom usage in humans. However, I did find 2 promising trials that were done with memantine and opioid addicts. From a 12-week placebo-controlled 2015 Chinese study that gave memantine to 53 methadone addicts, it concluded, "We conclude that low-dose memantine might be a feasible adjuvant therapy for attenuating inflammation and inhibiting methadone tolerance." From another placebo-controlled study of heroin addicts, "Memantine attenuated the expression of opioid physical dependence in humans, indicating that glutamatergic neurotransmission at the NMDA receptor site contributes to the maintenance of opioid dependence. This finding suggests that memantine may be a useful adjunct in the treatment of opioid dependence." And one Kratom lover reported enthusiastically, "Over the past 3 weeks, I have been taking 10 milligrams of memantine daily. Since I started doing this, all my Kratom has a more stimulant edge. There is not a ton of added jitteriness or anxiety, but rather the get and go effects of each strain are more prominent. Used to when I took 2.5 grams of a slow strain, I would feel really chill and mellow. Now, when I take this dose, I have the urge to physically get up and get my body moving and exercise, do yard work, etc. If you want stronger effects from your Kratom or you need to reduce your tolerance, I recommend memantine." However, memantine is a double-edged sword as a drug. It has a pretty high occurrence of undesirable side effects. But unlike kratom, it's never killed anyone. So if your kratom usage is becoming a problem, it's worth considering. A better option is, I think, this stuff, Selenk, which is a Russian anxiolytic peptide that will likely give you a whole lot better bang for your buck from your kratom. Two Russian studies found that Selenk potentiated the desirable effects from an opioid benzodiazepine. A 2015 study of 70 Russians found that it markedly decreased the negative side effects of the opioid. Quote, the combined treatment decreased the level of undesirable side effects of phenazepam, which were attention and memory impairment, asthenia, sedation, increase in sleep duration, sexual disturbances, emotional disturbances, and orthostatism. Taken together, the therapeutic efficacy and reduction of side effects had a positive impact on the quality of life of the patients treated with Selenk as an add-on to phenazepam. It concluded, the results extend therapeutic possibilities of treatment of anxiety spectrum disorders with the combination of benzodiazepine tranquilizers and Selenk. From a recent human tolerability study of the two, pronounced anxiolytic and mild nootropic effects of Selenk were demonstrated. The anxiolytic effect lasted for a week after receiving the peptide. So, the big question is, are these two Russian studies saying that Selenk is this marvelous kratom cofactor that is going to mitigate its negative and potentiate its positive effects? Well, you'll have to try it for yourself and find out. And I hope that you'll report back and let me know. I searched the internet far and wide, and I could not come up with a statistically significant quantity of anecdotal reports from kratom users combining it with Selenk. But I did come up with one piece of data, one data point that is, I think, pretty significant that gives us pretty good reason to try combining the two. And that came from a pretty good source, which is the biohacker extraordinaire Mr. You Are So Dumb, and he reported on Reddit. I find that tapering the dosage down over the course of 2 weeks, then using CNAC, Selenk, and TNFtide during the transition makes getting off kratom easy. I use kratom 2 to 3 times a day for almost a year and got off it with that protocol without any withdrawals. The Selenk will slow the breakdown of your endogenous opioids. The CMAX will give you the stimulation and dopamine edge you will be missing, while the TNFtide will hit the opioid receptors just enough to keep you low. Overall, it was extremely easy to get off. I actually felt much better after the transition than while on kratom. Ultimately, I would recommend Selenk over memantine to kratom addicts, to kratom users that have developed a high tolerance. And I even feel more comfortable saying that just casual biohacker users of kratom that use kratom for its performance enhancement attributes as opposed to treating some chronic illness, I would feel better recommending Selenk to those kind of people, because Selenk is a non-prescription, very safe, quite affordable nootropic drug that comparatively, compared to memantine, certainly, and in general, compared with other nootropic drugs that I've looked at, it's very, very safe. It has very low occurrence of side effects. It's quite benign stuff. And again, not too expensive either. What I'll do is I'll link below this video to a couple of credible sources of Salank and also to CNAS, which is the other thing that Mr. You Are So Dumb mentioned. And in the past, what I would do, you guys are aware, I offer people a free biohacking consultation with myself, a 25-minute biohacking consultation where I can try to answer any questions that you might have about herbal performance enhancers, smart drugs, and even things that are perhaps a bit more invasive. And what I would do is I would offer this free consultation to people that spent like $100 or more with some vendors that I thought were really credible vendors that sold really quality product, right? And in the past, there was some Kratom vendors that I recommended that you could find on the article and my list of recommended vendors that give you entry into what we call the Limitless Mindset Secret Society. Unfortunately, I had to take all of the Kratom vendors off of there for a really good reason. None of those vendors, as far as I could tell, did any type of quality assurance of their Kratom. I have never laid my eyes on a certificate of analysis or a spectroscopy report done on a batch of Kratom to try to make sure that Kratom doesn't have like a ton of lead, arsenic, mercury in it. If you look at, for example, the nootropics and these herbal performance enhancers, these frequently you can find the mineralogy report for them right on their website, or you can find them on my website, which will be linked below this video, to ensure that you're not consuming a bunch of toxic metals that you don't want to be consuming, because that can also be, I think a lot of these people that are experiencing a lot of negative side effects of Kratom, I'm not sure if that's the Kratom itself. I think in a lot of cases, that's probably just kind of a epiphenomenon of this race to the bottom of this, of the Kratom industry, which again is an industry that right now there's, it's a wild, wild west industry. So you really don't know what you're getting. All the more reason to cycle your Kratom with other herbal performance enhancers that are more stringently tested for quality. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and as always, I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
Roots in Southeast Asia, a mind-altering leaf with a curious behavior. Not your brain's best friend, it's no cognition boost, but folks use it still like a herbal roost. Looking at today, she's the one option. Bye! Kratom's got a colorful array. White for energy, calm makes your day. Great food balance, heals so true. Right for relaxation, gang gets you through. But if you're feeling like a star, go for that special Mangda. White, green, red streams with different hues. Mangda stands tall, it's a strong one to choose. But heed the warnings, not just pleasure and gains. The dark side's creeping in, whispering chains. Look, you detail me up, Jargon mood. You've seen it marked, not for human consumption. Yet some still chase that herbal seduction. Birds are by, vendors fly by night. But do your research, don't purchase without a certificate of analysis in sight. Tampa Garden Clock on Sue. Addiction can follow if you don't tread light. Side effects linger even in the night. Pain and woes, it might just heal. But don't get caught in that swirling wheel. Zip, ignite, hum, air, womp. Kratom's got a colorful array. Life for energy, calm makes your day. Great for balance, heals so true. Right for relaxation, gang gets you through. But if you're feeling like a star, go for that special Mandal. Slow, dry, create a well here. here's the case. When you've tried it all but still find no grace. Opioid addiction, maybe it's the trick to wean off the hard stuff or just something you pick. I've been tongue also tie. Often might just be your final dance. A strange new trip or a second chance. But think it over before you leap. Some doors open wide, others dig too deep.